Time for Sports Lit 101. Bruce Pratt with a new book he gonna tell us all about. What do you got, Bruce?
Yeah, this book is called Jump Shooting to a Higher Degree, My Basketball Odyssey. And I wondered what that meant when I first looked at the title. And this is great. I didn't order this from Nebraska. It just came out, and they just knew we'd like it. So Rosemary Sikora sent it on to us. It's a fabulously interesting story. You know, the people who, if you've never been on the Great Plains, it's hard to imagine sometimes how different it is than here. And the author of this book, Sheldon Anderson, who's a professor at Miami University in New Oxford, Ohio, he was born in Minneapolis. He grew up in Moorhead. Now, Moorhead is right across the river from Fargo. So the Moorhead-Fargo area, especially when he grew up there in the 50s, was pretty much rural, agricultural. There are, colleges in both places and universities. And I love the University of Minnesota Moorhead because that's where New Rivers Press is. And they published one of my books, and I've edited some stuff for them. And he grew up loving basketball. He, for some reason, didn't become a hockey player. He doesn't really know why, but he grew up loving basketball. His dad was a fairly conservative Lutheran pastor. His mom was a little bit more, open and outgoing. But he really loved basketball, and his dad eventually became the president of Augsburg College. And he ended up going to school there and playing basketball and just loving basketball and always found it a very important part of his life. And he actually got a tryout, a pro tryout. Didn't work out. He didn't think it was going to. But he got a call, would you like to play in Germany? He spoke German. He knew a lot of Germans. Sure. So he goes to Germany. He starts playing basketball, and he likes living in Germany. And this is before the fall of the wall. And he will eventually get a chance to spend some time in the East, and which is not an easy thing to do. And he's having fun. You know, he's making money. He's meeting interesting people. He's not getting rich, but he's doing okay. He gets a nice BMW to drive into the East, which they're not used to seeing. But then at one point he decides, and I'm racing through this part of it. I'll go into some more detail in a minute. He decides that he really wants to get a PhD. And he goes and gets a master's and a PhD at the University of Minnesota. And he may be the only person who finances his PhD program by playing basketball in a then communist-controlled Poland.
Hmm.
And was able, as a result of being a well-loved American playing in Poland, and one of the very few white players at the time playing professional basketball, American white players playing professional basketball in Europe, that he gets access to documents that the Communist Party probably wouldn't let somebody else see. And he ends up doing his PhD dissertation on Central European history, which he's gone on to teach for many, many years. He still plays basketball right now. I mean, he's my age exactly, born almost the same day. He still loves to play basketball. But what's really interesting is, you know, I think maybe because we live here, we know that a lot of hockey players who don't make it to the NHL still make really good money playing in the American Hockey League or playing abroad or maybe making it to the KHL. So it's not unusual for us to know that. And we know certainly there have been Maine basketball players who've gone on and played in Europe and done well or played even in South America. I remember Macklemore played, it's a student of mine, played, I think, in Uruguay or someplace. But in Europe, sports, as we know, are fostered in a very different way. They don't play them in school. They play them at recess, but they don't have sports teams. They have club teams. So throughout Europe, there are many professional leagues, and there are many different levels. You know, we have the NBA and we have the D League, but there are other professional basketball places where professional basketball may have five or six tiers. They're usually clubs that could be owned by it could be the local Catholic diocese, it could be the Jewish Community Center, it could be a museum, it could be anybody that sponsors these clubs. And in general, the players have to have other jobs.
Right.
But it's not always the case. Some of the better players can get jobs that really don't require much. Like they may have to be an assistant coach or they may have to coach a league that's a team in a league a little bit down. So what Sheldon Anderson does is really spend 10 years about of his life playing in Europe. And once he starts to get his PhD, he flies back and forth between going to school at Minneapolis, working on his dissertation, flying back to playing games in Poland or Germany or other places. What gives him a unique perspective, I think, is that he played before the Gorbachev tore the wall down. He saw the bleak, and nothing was bleaker than East Germany, where 25% of the people were employed by the Stasi, the secret police, where, ratting people out was just a daily affair. And he makes some incredibly neat friendships and some lasting and interesting friendships. He does, I've been to Eastern Europe. I haven't been to Poland, but I certainly been to Slovakia and Czechoslovakia, Hungary, the former Yugoslavia. And it was after, and it was then also before the, quote, fall of the wall, but it was before the real crackdown. I was in Czechoslovakia the year after the Russian invasion and in Hungary and those places. And you could move around if you had a few ones stuck somewhere in your wallet, it was at black market exchange. But East Germany was the one you couldn't get into. No, my friends and I thought we might want to go there, and we were just told by everybody else. I remember this woman in Hungary saying to me in very thick, I can't do a Hungarian accent well, but she goes, "No, it's not good. No, go to East. It's very bad," right? And he manages to put a lot of this in perspective. And I was thinking about when we had the book about baseball in the Promised Land, and the author went into the Gaza Strip and went into places in the occupied territory, was told not to go, and had a wonderful time, met interesting people and did things. So much of traveling is having the guts to go those places. But East Germany was one that everybody, my bravest friend said, nah. and they said, and be smart when you're in Turkey, right? But what this book shows, I think, is that sports as an avenue, we think of it as, okay, it was the avenue for a lot of impoverished African Americans to break out, that sports gave them opportunities that weren't given to them academically and in other ways. When you look at sports in Europe as being, I'm a professional basketball player and I also park cars on weekends to make ends meet, it sort of puts the love of the game in a new light. I hate the term perspective because that's become what ESPN says everything. Well, it puts everything in perspective, Al. It's not so much putting life in the East and life in Western Europe in the what were known as the free countries with a new light, but it gives you an interesting thought about it. There are a lot of ways you can get a PhD. Mm. There are a lot of ways you can do things. And here's a guy who just took every opportunity that worked. Somebody would say, "You want to try this?" And he'd go, "Yeah." He was in Germany a while. He said, "I got to go get a PhD. "Well, you want to go to Poland and play basketball?" "Sure, I've never been to Poland." And he doesn't dodge all the issues with Poland and all about the death camps and Polish participation and the Polish-Ukrainian thing. It's really a good book, but it never reads like a history book. It reads more. It reads like the memoir that it is. And then his later life as a professor and all the different basketball teams and his Wednesday afternoon athletic club and the like is great. He's at times very irreverent about some of the sort of superly silly stuff we put up with in academia. But it's a really good book, Jump Shooting to a Higher Degree, My Basketball Odyssey by Sheldon Anderson. And we are efforting, as ESPN likes to say, to have Sheldon join us. I expect we'll be hearing from him in the next little bit. He also wrote a book called The Forgotten Legacy of Stella Walsh, which I really want to read, about the great Polish athlete who, upon death and autopsy, turned to be a hermaphrodite. And it was a really interesting and sort of brutal story. But he doesn't shy away. Great picture on the front of him playing in Germany, going to the hoop with this German uniform on and playing in gyms that had, 600 or 800 people. 2,000 was a big crowd.
Yeah, love it. Looking forward to reading it. Bruce Pratt, Sports Lit 101.